Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Locker rooms are the foundational hub of the athletic experience, but they also present a unique set of epidemiological challenges. Shared equipment, persistently damp environments, high-touch surfaces, and close physical contact create an ideal ecosystem for bacteria, fungi, and viruses to thrive and transmit between athletes. From youth leagues to collegiate programs and professional franchises, maintaining strict locker room hygiene is a critical component of sports medicine. It is a vital line of defense for protecting player wellness and reducing avoidable time lost to illness or debilitating skin infections. When hygiene standards are overlooked, pathogens can tear through a locker room, rapidly sidelining key players and compromising team performance. Why shared athletic spaces amplify infection risks? Locker rooms naturally replicate the optimal conditions required for microbial colonization: sustained heat, high humidity, sweat, and heavy foot traffic. Communal showers, benches, rubber flooring, weight rooms, treatment tables, and protective gear all serve as high-risk contamination vectors. Pathogens can survive on these non-porous surfaces for days or even weeks if left untreated. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, so CDC, warns that methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, and other virulent skin infections spread aggressively in athletic facilities via shared items and direct skin-to-skin contact. To disrupt this transmission cycle, sports medicine complexes require rigid cleaning protocols, immediate wound management, and a culture of personal athlete accountability. In high-contact sports like football and wrestling, athletes face an even higher exposure rate. Locker handles, hydration stations, shared tape cutters, and hydrotherapy whirlpools quickly become hotbeds for cross-contamination when facility sanitation schedules fall short. Common dermatological threats in the locker room. Several infectious conditions are routinely managed by athletic trainers and sports dermatologists. While some are minor inconveniences, others can quickly escalate into systemic health risks requiring medical isolation. Fungal infections, tinea. Tinea pedis, athlete's foot, and tinea corporis, which ringworm, are the most pervasive fungal issues in sports. These dermatophytes thrive on wet shower floors and inside sweaty gear. Walking barefoot in a communal shower or leaving damp socks on significantly accelerates exposure. Bacterial skin infections, Staph and MRSA. Bacterial infections, driven by Staphylococcus aureus and its antibiotic-resistant counterpart, MRSA, are severe threats. Athletes are inherently prone to turf burns, minor cuts, blisters, and skin abrasions. These microscopic breaks in the skin barrier serve as immediate entry points for bacteria, transforming a simple scratch into a painful, deep tissue abscess if not identified early. Viral conditions. Viruses like Molluscum contagiosum, plantar warts, and herpes gladiatorum, common among wrestlers, spread rapidly via direct contact or contact with contaminated mats. These viral strains can be highly contagious, often requiring total removal from competition until lesions have completely cleared. Proactive habits, the athlete's protocol. The most effective way to mitigate infection rates is by instilling non-negotiable personal hygiene habits. Small daily disciplines drastically lower the microbial load an athlete carries. The immediate shower. Athletes must shower immediately following training sessions using antimicrobial or standard soap and clean, dry towels. Gear laundering. Compression shorts, socks, and jerseys should be washed after every single use. Leaving damp gear inside a gym bag or locker turns the fabric into a breeding ground for bacteria. Footwear protection. Wearing slide sandals or dedicated shower shoes in communal spaces is mandatory to block fungal spores on flooring. No sharing. Personal items, including towels, razors, water bottles, and stick deodorant, must never be shared among teammates. Equipment air down. Pads, helmets, and gloves must be regularly wiped down with disinfectant and allowed to fully air dry to stop bacterial proliferation and odor buildup. Wound care. All cuts and abrasions must be thoroughly cleaned, treated, and covered with a water-resistant bandage before stepping onto the field or court. Facility sanitation, a structured clinical strategy. Individual hygiene habits will fail if the facility itself lacks an institutional sanitation framework. True infection prevention requires a systematic approach to environmental control. Sports medicine clinics and locker rooms require daily disinfection with EPA-approved hospital-grade disinfectants capable of killing MRSA and common viruses. Particular focus must be dedicated to high-touch zones, benches, weights, therapy tables, and plumbing fixtures. Furthermore, mechanical ventilation is an unsung hero in infection control. Stagnant, humid air keeps surfaces wet longer, extending pathogen lifespans. Upgrading HVAC systems, utilizing industrial dehumidifiers, and ensuring proper airflow volumes drastically reduce the humidity levels that fungi and bacteria need to survive. Cultivating a locker room culture of health. Ultimately, infection prevention is not merely a janitorial task. It is a cultural expectation. Programs that treat hygiene with the same discipline as strength and conditioning experience significantly fewer outbreaks and far less lost competition time. Coaches and athletic trainers must lead this charge by normalizing open communication regarding skin health. Athletes should feel encouraged to report suspicious rashes, bumps, or lesions immediately, rather than hiding them out of fear of missing game time. Early intervention protects the individual athlete's health while shielding the entire roster from an outbreak. In competitive sports, availability is the best ability. Maintaining a pristine, hygienic locker room environment is a simple, highly effective way to keep athletes healthy, safe, and ready to perform. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.